friends, and welcome back to another fantastic health boost episode of the Low Carb Universe Show. Hi, Bita.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am fine. I have left the laundry room in Parma, and I'm right now sitting in my bedroom in Sweden. And I think this could be quite nice because my husband can't sleep if there is a light somewhere in the room. So we have both darkening curtains, thick ones, and we also have rullgardin.
Yeah.
What's the name of rullgardin in English? What do you call it?
Well, basically just blackout curtains.
Okay, so yeah. I got a double stuff.
Cool.
So
it sounds great.
Yeah.
How's the weather, Bitte?
It is gray and a bit chilly, but I do hope it's not going to rain at least. We had some thunder this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because... Sorry.
No, it's been thundering here too, and it's going to thunder all day long. It's quite unusual for being
it
here.
Is.
So yeah.
Yeah, we are quite lucky because it never goes straight above us, you know. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's more into Stockholm because I live in the outskirts of Stockholm.
For us, the problem is, of course, the Alps. So all the clouds sort of get stuck on the Alps and we get stuck with everything. But yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah. Anyway, what are you doing today? You were getting to that.
Yes, that's why I do hope that it's not going to rain because I'm off to a wedding this afternoon. Yes,
I love weddings.
Yes, I do love them too. And that's my first boost because when you go to a wedding, everybody is so super happy and everything is beautiful and people are just enjoying themselves and enjoying good food and music and dancing. And so I'm really looking forward to this.
That's fantastic.
And another quite boosty thing about it is that I'm going to have a bright yellow dress. And I think that I will be... Maybe I shouldn't wear it because I think I would be easier to spot than the bride.
Yeah, but it's also a bright color, and especially if the sun is not there, someone needs to pick up the work, right?
I will be the sun today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so that was my first boost.
Yeah.
Because it makes you happy and you get those endorphins, you know, and everything. And you can live on
the wedding or the yellow dress?
Everything.
Okay.
Oh, so I will have double dose.
Double dose. Oh, no.
Yes. And then I want to talk about another boost. And that is when I got home to Sweden Saturday. Because when you walk out, when you go to Parma, and you go out of the airport building, it's like you walk straight into a hot wall, you know. And it's so nice and you feel, you know, and you get the sun and everything. But when you go home, at first you think, no, I'm going home to Sweden and it's not this hot, you know, and so. But when you go out of the airport building in Sweden, you feel the Swedish air.
Yeah.
Because it's crispy and clear, and it's like you can fill your lungs with a double amount of oxygen for every breath you take compared to Majorca. So that is truly awesome when it comes to Sweden, the air, when you go back. And also when I get home, the first thing I do is that I go to my kitchen and pour myself a glass of Swedish pure water from the tap.
I know, tap water is a blessing, isn't it?
It is, and you can't do that in Majorca. You can put like filters and so on it on the water tap, but it sort of kills the water because it takes everything away from it. So you buy a lot of water and you carry those water bottles in plastics and you don't feel so nice about that. We do recycle every bottle we buy. But, you know, people just staying like tourists or maybe coming to a cruise, staying for a day in Majorca, there's so much garbage That
and you don't really know what happens to the bottles after you recycle them.
Exactly. Oh, but these get reused.
You think? They
yes, of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to believe it.
Okay.
No, right. No. But honestly, I do think they reuse them and make new bottles or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I have another. I have so many booths, but I had to choose. Yesterday, I went to a shopping mall in desperate search of shoes for this wedding party. I didn't find any shoes, but I found a very nice lunch.
At least that.
Yes. And I we went into a place called Melanders. It's a restaurant in this mall, and it's very famous for its fish dishes. Yep. Yeah, and they sell fresh fish and seafood, and it's oh delicious. But I chose a barbecue plate yesterday, and then you get lamb, you get chicken, and you get pork. And you are supposed to choose two side dishes plus sauce for that one. And you know, you get so much meat. So I just took the meat, and I took two small bowls of sauce béarnaise because it would be boring to eat without it. And the guy at the counter, he asked me, "Aren't you going to have any vegetables?" "No. How can anyone eat everything you put on the plate if you take that?" So you had to choose. Meat is my first choice, and a fatty sauce to go with that. Wow. And veggies if... But no, there weren't enough space. So that was my single and only meal yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it was so very, very, it really made me satisfied for a very long time. So.
Oh, I can imagine with all those different types of protein as well.
Yes. So I will be strong and have strong dancing legs tonight at the party.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for the stories.
Yeah, and the pictures.
In the pictures, yes.
I will be easily spotted, as I said, in the photos.
That's great.
So what's you been up to, Boost Way?
Oh, that is a very good question. Well, someone close to me recently got a completely new perspective on life.
Yeah.
And I was happily reminded that life is beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I get goosebumps. Yeah.
This is my PSA for today. Public service announcement. Life is beautiful.
It sure is. I'm so happy for you and also your relative, that your close person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super happy for everything. And you know, It's like my parents, they had an accident like 40 years ago, and they were hit by a car. A guy that wanted to commit suicide, he decided to, I will crash with that car. And before the accident, my father, he smoked thin cigars, everywhere, and it smelled awful. They were like, they never took a glass of wine. They didn't travel. And after this accident, he and my mother, they were like totally different people, because my father, he quit smoking. They started drinking wine, which can be healthy in certain amounts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and joyful and delicious. And they started to travel all over the world. And it's like sometimes you need that little push.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it comes at very high costs sometimes.
Yes.
But I think that insight into how special and how magical actually life is.
Yeah,
that is very important to realize, because if you just sit and do your normal things, you know, you get stuck in a rut with work or with family life or with smoking then, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then you get a wake up call.
Yeah.
and everything changes. I think that is fantastic how the body and mind works like that.
Oh.
It's so fascinating.
Yes, it is. As I said in an earlier episode, the body is awesome.
It really is. Yeah,
it has it all. And you can all, I think that this thing that with my parents and what you are telling us, it's like a huge thing. It's very, very, it's so dramatic. It shouldn't be that way. But, you know, I think you get this sort of kind of epiphany when, at least when I listen to people that started eating real food and stopping all the crappy foods, and you get that aha when you start to get the changes after going over to real food, skipping sugar and gluten and everything, and you get like
because your body finally starts to feel what it was supposed to feel like before all of that crappy stuff that you were showing it full of.
And it's so funny because I got a message from my oldest daughter today. She's 27 and she's been low carb-ish for like 3 or 4 years and she feels just fine. And then she started a few weeks ago to eat only when she's hungry. Which is so, it's so basic, you know. Yeah. And she wrote me this morning, I got so much energy, mother. I don't know what to do with it. I feel like going out jogging. And I just,
But you're not my daughter, but okay.
I got the t-shirt. I never went jogging as well. I got the same epiphany when I had been on low carb for like 3 or 4 months. I just felt the urge of going out and run. But I got sober.
you quickly stopped that and got sober. That's cool.
At least I've been trying for years to go jogging, but it's not for me. It's not for me. I can't do it. My brain doesn't like it. I get bored.
And I think that could be another boost to realize what is actually what works for you.
Yes, exactly.
In terms of movement or anything else or mindset or look the way your life, you know, it's just you have to find something, even if it is insane and everyone else around you is jogging, for example, and you feel like, oh no, this is not fun, this is not for me. Then stand up for yourself,
and do jump ropes or I don't know, whatever, just move around daily and do what amuses you and what feels nice for your body. It's not
exactly.
And my exercise tonight will be dancing.
Exactly. That's fantastic.
Yeah. We can also, if you want to experience a boost like this with the food, where should you go?
Oh. I think, I can think of a couple of places, but the top one on my mind is, of course, the Low Carb Universe 2019 in beautiful Puerto de Soller, Mallorca, Spain, in November from the 12th till the 17th this year. And we have so many exciting things coming up for you. And also 100% low carb-ish. Well, actually low carb, yes. Yeah. Real food.
Yeah.
All of it is real food.
Yeah.
None of this weird mixy crappy stuff.
No, everything is like clean
food. And also, if you want a boost in terms of movement, we have some of those upper sleeves for this event as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah. And we are also in the final rounds of discussions with a few new speakers.
Yes. Yes.
So that's going to be really, really exciting to be able to hopefully finally reveal them to you all. And then also a question that we had.
Yes.
While we are on this topic of the Low Carb Universe 2019, which is going to be pretty much the most legendary event we've ever put on. You know, not kidding. And it was basically that whether the ticket price that is quoted on our webpage, which is lcu.thelowcarbuniverse.com, is if the price is just for the event. Bitte.
No. If the whole event is like the lectures, the workshops, and accommodation and food.
Yes.
So it's everything is included except getting to Majorca and the transfer from the airport to the hotel in Puerto de Sóller. So yes. You don't have to put any money into the hotel, except if you want to have a glass of wine for dinner or something like that.
Which is healthy, and we encourage it.
So you don't have to worry about anything. And I have to say, when it comes to breakfast, because we don't include breakfast since many people do not eat breakfast, but you can buy breakfast at the hotel, from the hotel. But everybody's going to have a coffee machine in their room.
Yes, that's also very important. Muy importante.
It's an espresso machine, and there's also a water boiler.
Kettle.
Kettle. Yeah, so you can make tea, and they provide you with tea and coffee, and they fill up the cupboards with this every day. So you will always have this lovely, lovely first cup of coffee in the morning.
Which is basically holy.
It is holy. Holy coffee. Yes. Yeah, it is. So we got everything figured out for you. You just come there and you enjoy yourself and you relax and you meet all those lovely other guests. Because I want to push for our guests because
they are fantastic.
They are actually fantastic and they know so much. And if they don't know, they are curious and they learn a lot during this event.
Yeah. So basically, when it comes to the ticket price, all you have to worry about is to buy your ticket for the event, which includes then all workshops, all lectures, 2 real food meals a day, and the accommodation.
Yeah.
And after that, you have to worry about getting to the island.
Yeah.
That's about it.
The wedding is starting in 6 hours. I think I need to go to get ready.
That sounds good. I have no wedding today, so I will not do that.
But
I can't wait to see the pictures and hear all the dancing stories.
Yes. Of course, I will make sure that I give you a report.
You should.
Yeah. But until then, have a nice day and week, Hannah.
Have a nice day and week yourself, and we'll speak next week.
We'll do that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.